Hans Mansfield Ministries Outreach Church, Faith Over Fear broadcast. We pray this presentation is a blessing to you as we grow together through studying and rightly dividing God's living word. Thank you for tuning in with us, and now, here's your host, Pastor Vance Mansfield.
Welcome back. I'm Pastor Vance Mansfield, and today we are going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. I thought since everybody's locked in and, you can't get out and really do much, that we would come to you for Thanksgiving. And when you're having Thanksgiving dinner with your family, a lot of people will sit around and talk about things that they're thankful for. And very rarely do people mention that they are thankful for the grace of God, and that they are thankful that God has kept them and provided for them another year. Now, I've talked to a lot of you personally, and the majority of you that I've spoken with have mentioned how God has kept you, even though some of you have lost your jobs and all of these terrible things have happened. God has kept you through the year 2020. And they all talk about COVID-19 and this quote unquote pandemic. For most of you, it's not been a pandemic. The only pandemonium that has happened is you can't get to your ball games. You can't watch your ball games. You couldn't get to your religious establishments, all of these things like that, that we have come to idolize has been brought to a halt. So we're not here to focus on what you don't have. We're here to focus on what you do have. And do you still have electricity? Do you still have heat? Still have air conditioning? Do you still have all of these things that here in America you've come to call, essential? You know, a lot of people watch this ministry from countries that don't have running water. They don't have electricity. They may not have internet. Obviously, they're not watching these videos if they don't have internet. But, there are a lot of people that I deal with in other countries that go and minister to places that don't have what we have. So we are very thankful that God has kept us. Obviously, here at the Vance Mansfield Ministries Outreach Church, we still have our electricity on. And the only way that we still have our electricity on is because of people like you who love and support this ministry, who are fed here at this ministry, and you guys support what we're doing. You support us bringing you broadcasts. A lot of people think that because a lot of these videos are on YouTube, you know, they think that it's free to do this. Our overhead is well over $1,000 a month. And that's not counting the building. That's not counting the internet. And that's not counting the electricity. That's just simply counting all of the subscriptions that we belong to in order to make it possible to produce a video like we are doing today. And we try to not outsource a lot of things. Since we're talking about Thanksgiving, we are thankful, and I'm going to call him out by name, and I hope he doesn't get upset about this. We are thankful for a man named David Shepherd in Chicago. Those of you that tune into our live podcast every Tuesday at 7 o'clock Central, you have heard his voice. Those of you that are in the Chicago area or Akron area, when Dr. Harlow White is in town, you have met him and seen him in Dr. Harlow White's meetings. He is a staff minister for the Harlow White Ministries Outreach Church, but he is a blessing to all of the ministries that are in contact with him, especially me, and I'm very partial to him. So on behalf of the entire ministry and the entire ministry staff, and I think I can speak on behalf of a lot of other ministries around the country and in other countries, Brother David Shepherd, we thank you. We are grateful for you. You have been a tremendous blessing to all of us. So thank you so much for all that you do. It does not go unnoticed. Now, I want to pull up a scripture here since we're talking about thankful and things like that. You know, there, and I'm not saying specifically us here at this ministry. I'm going to do this on behalf of every ministry. Okay? I want if you'll pull up 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. It said, if we have sown unto you spiritual things, it is a great thing. I want you to notice that. It is a great thing if we shall reap of your carnal things. Now, what does that mean? See, a lot of people have a funny opinion about preachers, and I understand, I get it. A lot of people have been soiled by the preachers that are multi-millionaires and billionaires and all of this stuff. They're soiled in a bad way by that. And I get it. I do. I understand it. But don't allow that to cause you to take it out on everyone that preaches. See, in order to do this, it is literally a full-time job. See, you got to figure. You've got to have time, first of all, to study. And that time, there's never enough. You've got to have the availability to lock away and to fast and to pray and to seek God. And for that time, there's never enough. And then, you know, I can speak for me here. We are very short staff. We don't employ anyone. Everything is volunteer here. But there are a few people that volunteer frequently, and it's not fair to them to not at least bless them once in a while. And then when families are in struggle and we don't have what it takes to bless them, you know, that's a problem. That's a problem for the church. It's a problem for the body of Christ. We sow spiritual things. We shall also reap of your carnal things. And one thing I have never taught on in what, the 11 going on 12 years, I think, that I have been doing this, one thing I have never taught on is giving. And it's probably my fault, but I have never taught on giving. And the whole theme of this time of the year is Thanksgiving. You know, the Bible said God loves a cheerful giver. I have met people that were thankful to be able to give. And they didn't just give. I mean, they really, really give. They went outside of the scope of comfort giving to their churches. I've seen it. And I'm not going to call them out. I'm not going to name them by name. But I know who they are, and they know who they are. And it really, really, it showed me a different level of giving. Now, I'm going to read some verses here for you, and I want you to follow along on the screen, and then we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 said, "But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity." See, don't give so that you can have a return. This isn't Wall Street. You don't give for an ROI. You give. You're not worried about a return on investment. You understand? "For God loveth a cheerful giver." Verse 8, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you." God is able to make all grace abound toward you. "That you always," listen, "having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." Now, I understand, and I'm not saying that is limited to money. That is not limited to money. Okay, these people, this staff here that makes all this come to happen, every time somebody abandons us and forsakes the ministry You know, maybe there's not enough glory in being on that side of the camera. The very fact that you can see the scripture down here on the bottom of the screen, somebody has to do that. You know, I'm sure at the beginning of the broadcast, you saw my name pull up. Somebody has to do that. That amazing video that brought you into this broadcast, somebody had to build that. Somebody had to do that. See, they're giving of themselves toward the work of God. These people that are sitting back here, they cannot preach. Trust me. No offense. They can't preach, but they understand they're not called to preach, so they don't try to preach. They witness to everyone, and they do a fabulous job witnessing. See, but they give of themselves. I challenge every one of you that are watching this. Give of yourself. Do something for God. Now, I want to continue. Where did I leave off? God is able to make all grace abound toward you. You guys, you can speak. Toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Verse 9. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now, remember when Jesus said, the poor will always be among you. They'll always be around you. But he said this. Now look, pay attention to this. Blessed is the poor in heart, for theirs is the kingdom of God. See, poor isn't always wealth. It isn't always money. It isn't always financial institutions. That really, in my opinion, has nothing to do with being poor. Poor is poor in spirit, which was defined as meek and lowly. Now, I know that this ministry needs money, but I am not going to sit there and just preach money. All right, we're going to talk truth. If it hurts us or if it helps us, we're going to talk truth. And the poor isn't always money. Poor is poor in spirit. I have met hundreds of thousands of people across this country who are poor because they don't have the Word of God. They are poor because there is not a teacher of the Word that can help them go on into perfection like God wants them and like they believe God is calling them. They have no guidance. To me, that's poor. Go help those people. Listen, if you're sitting under this ministry, if you're sitting under the ministry of Dr. Harlow White or Prophet Howard Richardson or Pastor Aaron Hicks, listen, if you're sitting under these people, and the reason I named them specifically, because these are all people that I'm in close fellowship with and we work a lot together. I know them. You know, if you're in there sitting listening to these ministries, you've got enough word to go help somebody, and you need to be doing it. Don't just be thankful for what God has given you. Be thankful that God has given you overflow to go give it to someone else. Take that to someone else. Go out and give that to the people that don't have it. Listen, just because you're not standing up with a microphone in your hand in front of a congregation of people doesn't mean that you don't have a job to do. You know, I used to hear people say, oh, I can't play guitar like that. I can't sing like that. I can't play the piano like that. I can't. Yeah. And they think that because they can't do those things that they don't have a spot in the church. Let me tell you something. The church isn't the music. Now, don't get mad. I'm a guitar player and I try to sing. And I put a lot of emphasis on try to sing. And I just say guitar player because it sounds good. Okay. I understand it. I get it. Trust me, I do. But I am very well aware of the fact that God did not call you to play a guitar. God did not call you to play a piano. God did not give you the ability to do those things. Or, well, let me rephrase that. He gave you the ability, okay? God did not teach you how to play a guitar. I've had people say, God taught me everything I know. And they didn't know to go to the six before they went to five. You know, whatever the song they're playing, they didn't understand that. Well, why didn't God teach you to go to E minor? You know, quit blaming God for insufficiencies. Quit using God as a scapegoat to get you out of doing what he actually called you to do, is what I'm saying. Now, I'm not saying don't play your guitar, don't play your piano, don't play whatever instrument. I love that. I love to play my guitar. I love it. I'm not very good at it, but I absolutely adore playing the guitar. I love working on amplifiers. I love all of that stuff. But God didn't call me to that. That's just a bonus to how I can help other people. See, can music be a blessing? Absolutely. We read in the Bible that music drove devils out of people. So can it be a blessing? It absolutely can. But is that the sole purpose that God has called you to? I don't believe so. And you cannot persuade me that that's the only thing he called you to. See, there's a preacher in Northeast Ohio, and I'm in a bad mood of name calling here today. But there's a preacher in Northeast Ohio that needs mentioned because he goes unnoticed a lot. And he tries to remain that way. But one thing that his life has taught me that I'm thankful for is everything he does it to the glory of God. Now, listen, I know that God doesn't just grant you that wisdom and understanding and knowledge of natural things. I know he doesn't. If he did, we'd all have it. The guy is a genius, and he's very well studied, and he's put his time in, and he learned his craft very well. That's his flesh that did that. His flesh learned how to operate and how to do all that he can do. His flesh sat there and learned how to play a guitar the way that he can play a guitar. His flesh learned mathematics the way that he understands mathematics. Now, how can that value the kingdom? Let me show you. He gives that to everyone that's willing to learn it and willing to receive it. He gives it to them. He doesn't charge them for it. He gives it to them. When I struggled understanding a chord on a guitar, where does this chord go? He would say, okay, this is where you can put it. This is why it works there. He didn't just say, use it in this song in this spot. He explained to me why it works there and where I can use it elsewhere. See, that's the giving. This is thankful giving. I am thankful that I have been able to learn and understand and know what I know. Now let me give of myself. That's what we're talking about. Thanksgiving. Let's not keep it in a little box. Let's look at it from a different standpoint. He that ministereth seed to the sower, verse 10, both ministereth bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. Verse 11. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. The man that I just mentioned, his name is Herschel Pauley. And I am thankful to God that he led me to Herschel Pauley, because he's been a blessing to my life like you would never believe. And there are many, many people around the country and around the world that have been a blessing, not only to my life, but to a lot of you. You could sit there and name people all day long. And I don't want the people that aren't named to get offended. This isn't about saying it. It's really about explaining the thankfulness to God. I could sit here, the whole video could be name calling of people I'm thankful for. But that's not what we're here to do. We're here to talk about the thankfulness of God. And because we are thankful, we give of what we have. And God loves a cheerful giver. There are people that have given their life to giving you the gospel. See, just giving your life doesn't mean that you are dying or that you're dead. It's not limited to that. It means that they sacrifice personal things in their life so that they could stay in tune with God to give you the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ. See, sacrificing a lot of fun activities and vacations and all of these things that people like to do, time spent with their families, time away from their families, so that they can be in a place with God, so that they can give to you. Now, those of you that are watching, there are a lot of you that are like, well, I don't have anything to give. I understand. But you do. You just have to see it. Now, if you would like to give financially to this ministry, can we bring the ticker up? You can give at www.pastorvancemansfield.com. We could absolutely use your help. We need your help. We need more of you to give more faithfully, actually, if truth be told. If everyone that watched our broadcast only gave $5 a month, we would never ask an offering again. But for some reason, people just don't think that's enough, so they don't give it, but then they don't give enough. If everyone would give $5 a month, we would be able to share that money with families in need, especially in this time where people are losing their jobs, they're struggling to keep their house payment made, they're struggling to keep their light bill. And I hear you talking, well, I can't pay, I'm struggling to pay my own light bill. I hear that. Yeah, everybody is. So why don't you try God? Why don't you give, not grudgingly? Why don't you challenge Him? I've done it, and it worked. I still do it. Just the other day in someone's church service, I was attending a church service, and I gave more money than I technically could afford to give. And then that money was replaced. How many times over? It was doubled. I think it was actually a little over two times over. The money had come back to us. And that was our personal money that we gave. I challenge you. Make a donation. Give to the work of God. And this Thanksgiving, don't just give money. If that's what you have to give, give it. But don't just give money. Give of yourself. You have invested your entire life in yourself, in your craft, in learning what you know. Give that to someone who is willing to receive it. And I would like to invite you, before we go off, I'd like to invite you to tune in to our 9th annual winter convention. You can go to www.pastorvancemansfield.com for all the details. December 11th, 12th, and 13th, we're going to be doing our convention this year online so everyone can attend. It's going to save you a lot of money. You won't have to get hotels. You won't have to pay for travel, flights, all of these things that you guys usually have to do. You won't have to do. It's going to be held entirely online. Be sure to attend. Invite your friends to follow along. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of the social media. We're on all of it, I think. So follow us on all of that. And my prayer for you this year is that, or this time, I should say, the year's not over and you'll see us again. My prayer for you is that this Thanksgiving, you would give of yourself and show that God will bless you abundantly.
Thank you for tuning into this broadcast. We pray it has been a blessing to you all. Do not forget to like us and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Be sure to check out our podcast titled Faith Over Fear with Pastor Vance Mansfield on all of your favorite stations. If you are not a partner yet and you would like to join this mighty move of God across the nations, go now to our website PastorVanceMansfield.com to create a special partnership with the work of God's kingdom. And you can write to us, making your checks payable to the Vance Mansfield Ministries Outreach Church, P.O. Box 8882, Fort Worth, Texas, 76124. And remember, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.